This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Daylight time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It is me, Rob, one half of your sports bros, and I am back.
Yes.
From a trek across the great American West. Make America great, bitch. And boy. You thought there was nothing out there?
Yeah.
I confirm. There is nothing out there.
But you said you had a good time. Road trips.
Oh, yeah.
Road trips are inherently fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We had a lot of whiskey.
Not while driving.
Well, yeah. I mean, when we're done.
Yeah.
Because that's why you drive fast.
Yeah.
Is so you can get to the whiskey faster.
But you got the walkie-talkies going.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We were watching the PGA Championship.
Not while driving, or were you?
Oh, no, it was while we were driving.
It's like a cannonball run, man. You're like Smokey and the Bandit out there.
Yeah.
You've got to kick them off the tour.
The semi-truck drivers are kind of annoying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them on those freeways out there.
The only people that are out there. And
generally, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're kind of annoying because when they want to pass each other, they don't really wait for you to get by before they, you know what I mean?
Well, to be fair, they're
if
on
they
a,
did, they'd never pass.
They're on important things. You are not.
Yeah. It's just, they're just kind of, look, they were a B in our
They bonnet. Inconvenience you
I
and you don't like that.
They sure did.
The truckers.
They sure did. I respect them too, but not all of them. It's like anything else.
Only some.
Some of them are a-holes, but others are great.
All right.
So, we had a lot of fun. But I will tell you, coming up tonight in the club, I'll tell you, I think that I have
freaking
found.
Punch it, bitch!
The profession, it's not a profession, the job that is producing the most disgruntled workers, I think I found it. And it was on this trip.
I'm excited about this.
I mean, it was.
Because there are definitely professions where you run across and that person is just, they're just miserable.
And we're going to have to power rank the jobs and or professions that create the most anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
But boy, these people.
Yeah. And the happiest people, I contend, are Chick-fil-A employees. I've never seen anything like it.
Hmm.
I have no idea why they're so damn
happy.
There
is something going on there.
I'm convinced it's some sort of weird lobotomy sort of thing, like some sort of weird Christian propaganda brainwash, but you shouldn't be happy. You're working at a chicken place,
maybe,
but on every one of those sons of guns is the happiest effing person you will ever encounter.
Maybe it's like prison where you get like you get benefits at the commissary or something for good behavior.
I think they have electrodes like in places that shouldn't be there, and then if they catch you frowning, they give you a little zzz.
What if it's real life severance? It's like Lumen Industries over there.
Something is happening.
Oh, Yes.
Because no one should be that happy. The other day, it was kind of a, it was one of those rainy afternoons. And sometimes, like, if I'm in a rush, you just swing by, one chicken Sammy out the door. My dude's out there in the rain. He's got his little poncho, and he's doing
How nice can be, I bet.
He's just doing a little shimmy shake out there. He's got his card reader. And I was like, I don't know if I've ever been as happy in my life as you are right now. And I was jealous, but also very suspicious of why you're that happy taking drive-through chicken orders.
Aren't they well-trained, though?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they will never tell you you're welcome after you say thank you. They will always respond with, it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
Like,
as so they got a whole bit.
They got a whole thing
and they,
going
and they
on.
Train well. You know who else does that?
They should be in charge of the rest of the country, then. Whoever is in charge of Chick-fil-A should be running our country.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't know about that.
They are. But, well, nothing was
closed
on
Sundays because of God.
I'm telling you, they're dominating the dojo over there, and they make a strong bird.
The you know who else does that really well is Dutch Brothers.
Yeah.
Have you ever been? Yeah. I don't really go there, yeah. But my kid does.
See,
and they are all well trained to talk you up and even kind of like.
See, this is where I'm going to draw a
line. There's a little flirting going on there.
I find the Dutch Brother people to be annoying. And leave me alone. Where the Chick-fil-A people, it's the right amount of happiness without being.
They're serving you.
Yes,
they're not talking to you
because I don't.
Because you don't. They're just peasants.
Yes,
you just need to be served, please.
But I
don't
delightful
need,
peasants.
I don't need the small talk.
Well, because I'm not a coffee drinker.
Because Dutch Bros will talk to you.
Yeah, occasionally the BTJ or someone will be like, "Hey, will you go grab me a coffee?" I'm like, "Sure." And if I end up having to go to a Dutch Brothers, hey, how's you got any exciting? Can you just.
Yeah, that's like, that's, here, I hear what
I
you're
will
saying.
Give you,
hit the gym today, bro. Love it.
Give you $2 to stop talking to me. Whereas the Chick-fil-A people are just happy. They're like, here you go, sir. Here's your, yeah, absolutely. In 2 seconds, here's going to be your order. I got a smile. We're both feeling good about it. And then we go about our merry way.
They stay out of your business, but they just do their job well and with a smile.
Yes.
And they're polite.
They're phenomenal.
It, what you're saying about Dutch Brothers is how I've always felt about the bank. And I've complained about this before.
It's fake.
But, oh my God, stop talking to me. Yeah. Just give me my money.
Yes.
It's really annoying. Mm-hmm. How's your day? What are you doing today? What's this? Are you going on a vacation? Shut up.
Thank you. Just be, you can give great service and cheery service without going over the top.
Bye, bitch.
And sometimes you go over the hill. And I think over the hill is Dutch Brothers. Whereas Chick-fil-A, if everyone that you encountered in your day had the same tenor and just basic feel of the Chick-fil-A employee, your life, aces.
Everyone has like the attitude of like a 1950s suburb. It's
yes.
just like happy-go-lucky and like...
Utopia.
That's why I think there's like a Labatt, there's some sort of weird Stepford Wives things going on, but I'll tell you what, if on the rare occasion I'm like, I need to just go by and grab some fast food, I will find a Chick-fil-A. Like, why would I go anywhere else? Those people are amazing.
Yeah, somebody said the difference between Chick-fil-A and Dutch Brothers, Chick-fil-A is happy and fast, Dutch Brothers is overly chatty and slow.
That day, this was like maybe a week or two ago, that I encountered my man in the drizzle that had my chicken sandwich. I got my chicken sandwich still in line at the drive-thru. I had to, they came and handed me my chicken sandwich when I was still two cars away from the window. That's how fast it was. I didn't even know what to, they came up, knocked on my window. Jason, yes, here's your chicken sandwich. And I'm like, well, I'm still in line. I was like, well, now I've got line chicken. They are the most efficient, happy, whatever, like industry ever. They're killing it.
Well, all of that to tease ahead to the club. That's all that whole
That's
segment
all that
was yeah
the opposite of that.
I also have
and Chick-fil-A got a lot of free pub.
The best time of day for these 9 essential things. We now know the actual best time of day you should be doing these things.
All right.
And we'll get to that.
Suddenly a lot to look forward to.
In the club tonight, 6 to 7. We have a playoff slump buster coming up. I have a Scotty Scheffler number for you.
Please say it correctly.
What are you talking about?
Scotty Scheffler.
Thank you. I don't like when you don't pronounce
it's better
it
better when
an
you
Australian
do it, but
accent.
Someone had to.
Scotty Scheffler.
Thank you.
Yes.
That makes me.
Scotty Scheffler. Yeah.
That's the Chick-fil-A of names, and I would appreciate it if you said that. Thank you.
Coming up next, we'll check in on what's going on with the Pac-12. Remember them? Next on The Fan. Well, I would say there's a lot going on with the Pac-12, but there really isn't. No, but there kind really. Of is.
Yeah, kind of. I'm very confident.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things going. You know what? There are kind of a few things. Because you forget about the poor little Pac-12.
Sure.
Out
it's
there
the Pac-12!
Trying to get themselves right, the new league.
Well, they're not going to get themselves right. They're going to get themselves somewhere, but...
Well, look, they're trying to piece that bitch back together, and yeah. They're getting there. So Scott Barnes came out and said that the media deal for 2026 and beyond is close.
Yeah. They've been talking about this. I want to say I saw something maybe 3-4 weeks ago that kind of said the same thing, so...
But I don't know how they could be close if they don't have all the members yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're still... Like, the key is, like, who they're going to add, because they need one or two more.
The problem is that my guess is that whatever TV deal they have...
Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter. They know that the TV deal that they're striking is going to be with multiple partners. We know that. There's going to be a streaming platform to that. That's all the talk. And it's going to be more just about inventory. There's not... I mean, I hate to say this. There's not a single school in there that moves any sort of needle. So this is just about inventory. So, hey, we don't have all the teams, but we know eventually we're going to have X number of games. So there's not like a market that's going to increase the value of this. So the deal will be whatever the deal is.
So he said it will have a primary platform that includes free-to-market cable and streaming, like you mentioned. But that we will look for soon, but as for the who will join the Pac-12, they're saying that Tulane is a hot name now?
Yeah, because they're going to go back. I mean, as it stands, we have Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, Fresno State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Utah State, and then Gonzaga is non-football.
Tell you what, you might not like your lot in the whole conference alignment here, but road trips to New Orleans don't suck.
Yeah, and so they're going to go back and start circling back around to the teams that originally told them no and see if you can't shake
the Tulane. Yeah, they were get out of here. Because back then, there were too many unknowns. Like, they didn't have any framework of a media deal.
Yeah.
And so Tulane didn't know what it was getting itself into.
Yeah.
Neither did UTSA or Memphis or any of those.
Yep.
But now, apparently they have close to a framework, and Tulane may be jumping, and they like Tulane. They think it's going to be Tulane and maybe UNLV still.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Which would be really good if they got UNLV, I think.
I think so.
I don't really know why I say that, but it just feels good.
Yeah, I mean, Tulane would be fun. I mean, it gets you in a different footprint.
They have a good football program.
Yeah, Tulane does. And again, it gets you from a time frame standpoint. I think, I don't know, if you're Tulane, does the cost of that, the travel for the other sports, end up being a kick in the groin? I don't know if you saw the UCLA thing, but... UCLA put out their, because, you know, they have to do the California Board of Regents. They put out their travel budget and what it actually was. So it was less than what they thought, but it was still a couple extra million bucks in travel. So
it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I want to say it was like, I'll look it up. And I want to say they had budgeted like 4.5, and I think it came in at 3-something. But obviously Tulane probably won't travel the way that they do. But for a TV deal that is going to be probably in the neighborhood of around 10 million bucks a year, I don't know. I'm guessing Tulane is going to have to look at all that and decide, you know, how much of that is worth it, because that would mean New Orleans to the West Coast on a regular basis is that's a tough pill to swallow when you're not making 70 or 80 million extra dollars.
But wouldn't you, if you're a Tulane or a UNLV or even a UTSA, wouldn't you be looking at who they're going to be partnering with? Like, that's the biggest thing for them, because that means they can do the math on how many eyeballs they'll be getting.
Sure.
Roughly. Because if there are, I mean, I don't know who the new Pac-12 media deal is with.
Yeah.
But if it's much like the one they just got, ESPN will be involved.
Yeah.
And so then if you're UTSA or Tulane, you're like, well, we could stay. It's got to be more than they're already making, right?
Well, so
and you can get on networks that you don't normally play on, or you won't play on as much if you're in the other league.
Well, they're on ESPN now. That's who has the American Athletic Conference.
But isn't CBS also a part of the new Pac-12 deal?
Yes, probably. They're going to have
the CBS Sports Network.
You would think so.
Probably not.
Tulane's making about $7 million. Off of this TV deal.
Surely this is a better deal.
They think it's everything you're hearing is somewhere in the neighborhood of 10, maybe a little bit more, but about 10. So then that goes back to, it's a little extra, 10 million as opposed to 7. The exposure, maybe a little better. I mean, you're already on ESPN, but I would hope that out west you are. It's a little better. It's better brand names.
Yeah.
Washington State, Oregon State, Boise State. It's better brand. So let's say that the TV deal, they could find a way to squeeze out 12. 12 versus 7, and then maybe that defers the extra $1.5 million to $2 million in travel costs.
I don't know why you wouldn't go if you're
and if
Tulane.
You're Tulane,
why not?
You know, then
why wouldn't you?
I would think you do it. I think it would make more sense. Like if I was UNLV, I think that's where I would. If I'm UNLV, I would ask, hey, I know we turned you down the first time, but what about us? Because that would eliminate some of that. But I mean, we'll see what happens.
Some of what?
The travel. Oh, you know, UNLV, yeah, obviously.
Because they're out west.
They're out west. But one of these schools, from Memphis, Tulane, or UNLV, one of those schools, I would think, jumps here to the Pac-12.
Memphis, huh?
Well, I mean, they were ones that originally, they circled around, and it was like Memphis, it was Tulane, it was UNLV, and who was the other one?
I thought it was Texas San Antonio.
Might have been Texas San Antonio. And then one was Texas State. And they were all kind of in that boat, and they all kind of said no. But now that you get a TV deal done, I'm assuming that they will circle back to all those, and maybe Tulane is the one that they want to ask first. And then if Tulane says no, then you just go down the list. And the fallback, unfortunately, is Sacramento State.
Well, but they're investing.
They're
right?
investing. Sacramento State's building a new stadium, and they're bumping up a level. And so Sac State is the one that is saying us, us, us. So if you're the Pac-12, you probably have that in your hip pocket. And, you know, you swing for the bigger fish, and if you don't get it, then, you know, here come Sac State, the Hornets.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, I think that is right.
But, you know.
My Hornets.
So it's, I mean, all these deals, and again, we just, it's hard to know because you just, what the future landscape looks like. But when you see the payouts that these other conferences are getting, we do know that, especially once the House Summit comes in and it's revenue sharing, does it really matter where you're already stuck? There is a, you're looking for the best of the.
You just get what you can.
You just get what you can.
The Pac-12 did not finish last in the Power Five in terms of the latest revenue numbers.
Yeah, because they got a bunch of money still coming their way for like the next couple years.
So they beat out the Big 12. This is 23-24. So this was the last year the Pac-12 was a. You know, the league as we know it, the Pac-12.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. They made $567 million.
Yeah.
Better than the Big 12, which was at $494 million.
Well, I remember, and they got that war chest coming. I mean, they get all the basketball money for the next couple of years. So there's, you know, it's just going forward. I don't see a path for anyone from the Mountain West to the Pac-12 to the American Athletic Conference. I mean, there's barely a path forward for the Big 12 and the ACC, but I just don't see any path whatsoever for any of those smaller, the now that it's the group of four, to really be relevant. Other than...
Well, you can get in the playoff.
You can get into the playoff. One team is going to get in the playoff. Yeah.
And that's really what they're battling for.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's
actually kind of a better way to go about it if you're a Oregon State, right? Your schedule is easier, so you have a better chance of making the playoff as opposed to playing a really tough Power 5 schedule week in and week out where you're probably not getting into the playoff.
But it just kneecaps. I mean,
financially, it's not good.
So, I'll be interested to see because Boise was able to field, obviously, a very competitive team. Right, they gave Oregon a run. Now in the playoff, they kind of got blitzed, but they put together a competitive team. But as this world of NIL keeps going and now revenue sharing, I tend to think that the Boise States and the Oregon States and the Washington States and the schools, UNLV, all those, I feel that talent pool and the coaching pool is going to continue to get diluted. So there will be one of those teams that makes the playoff. Fingers crossed that the Power Four doesn't just eventually say, we're not going to let you play in this. But I just don't see a path forward where you will become the definition of a feeder system. There just isn't going to be the resources to compete for any sort of continual talent. And then it's going to be hard for coaching staffs and everything. I mean, this thing's just, it's ramping up now to where it is going to be so expensive to field a really quality team. So even if you took the house settlement just at face value, $20.5 million that you got to split, and then we know that to be a competitive top 10 team, it's 20 million plus in NIL. I mean, and when your TV deal is paying you 10 to 12 million bucks, I just don't know where that comes from. So you're going to exist in your world and you get the best of what you can, and you can still hopefully put together a really good program that's competitive against those schools. But the gap between the haves and the have-nots, which was already enormous, I just think that gap's going to keep growing and growing and growing and growing and growing.
So if you're a Beaver or Coug, one other note from Pac-12 news that you might be interested in is that they are currently in mediation over all the poaching accusations.
Yeah.
With the Mountain West.
Yeah.
And that puts about $100 million at stake.
Sure.
So because the Pac-12 sued the Mountain West because they wanted $55 million in poaching penalties for Fresno, San Diego State, Boise, mm-hmm. all them. And then a couple of schools came back and challenged the $19 million per school exit fee, mm-hmm. which the Mountain West wanted from them.
Yeah.
I think Utah State, Colorado State, and maybe Boise were those. Mm-hmm. And so all of that is under mediation right now.
And so it'll probably end up being settled for a percentage of it. And then, you know, the Pac-12, I will say the Pac-12 ended up with a decent little war chest at all this. And now
they did, but they're going to have to pay here.
Yeah.
Some.
Yeah.
Have to I pay mean, some. It won't be $55 million, no. But it'll be some. No. But they say we won't. All the parties involved are under strict confidentiality, so sure. We're not going to be getting any leaks on this.
I will say, to me, at least on paper, the new Pac-12 will be the best of the the non-Power Four.
Yeah, because I
feel pretty confident about that.
Well, they're going up against what, the AAC? Is that
I'm
the
very
other?
Confident.
And yeah. The Mountain West or the other?
Well, the Mountain West is garbage now. I mean, it's basically that's what the Pac-12 is basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Mountain West.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So the Mountain West is well, yeah. Who's even in the Mountain? Is the Mountain West still a league?
Yes, it is.
Who's in it?
The Mountain West, well, you got UNLV, you got Air Force, NIU recently joined. What are the teams?
NIU.
Yeah, Northern Illinois
yeah,
joined.
That's garbage.
So you got Air Force, Boise's already gone. So new teams. Well, it's because it technically...
I know, I get it. It's
technically
like,
those two teams. So it will be, the new one will be Air Force, Hawaii, Nevada, New Mexico, Northern Illinois, San Jose State, UNLV, UTEP, Wyoming.
Yeah, but I, yeah.
And then they're adding Grand Canyon and UC Davis for sports other than football.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Buck loves it.
So the new...
Go Aggies.
The new Pac-12 is going to be solid. Sad. It'll be
yeah, it, well, it's way better than that. The other one is the American Athletic.
Yes.
And that's the one with, like,
that's
they have
Tulane,
Army and
yeah, Tulane,
North Navy, Texas and all them.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. That would be them. So, Army, Charlotte, East Carolina, Florida Atlantic, Memphis, Navy, North Texas, Rice, South Florida, yeah. Temple, Tulane, Tulsa, UAB, and Texas San Antonio.
No, Pac-12 is the best.
Yes.
Of the, so, it's the Power Four and then them.
Yes.
So, that's not bad.
I think the, look.
You're still in the top five.
Yes. Yes. And I would guess that most years, the playoff team more than likely comes from the Pac-12. Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State. Those are good programs. As long as you can keep it together and you can keep those things funded, those should be the best programs in that. The downside to it is you kind of have to be perfect.
I was going to say the other teams like Memphis,
they
have an easier schedule.
And that's the problem is if you get a Memphis or you get a UAB or someone that rolls through and they're perfect and you get an Oregon State or a Washington State or whatever that ends up being a one or a two loss team, we're really not going to do the, well, you know, Oregon State played a tougher schedule and, you know, Memphis, if there's an undefeated team in one of those conferences, chances are they get the bump. But the best football should be played in the Pac-12, and hopefully they get the nod on that. And remember, for places like Oregon State, you know, they're playing Oregon every year. I mean, you're chalking up a loss every single year. So the perfect season isn't going to be it's not going to be a thing. And so hopefully the committee is able to look past that and understand that I just don't think it's necessarily fair to judge some of these schools on if they're playing, you know, Washington and Oregon. I mean, you can't be getting blown out and say that you deserve to be in the college football playoff, but there is going to be a sizable gap playing up when you play those teams.
All right, coming up next, it is a playoff slump buster. The ratings are in. Here's Buck.
Now, from the George McCoy at Warren Ellen Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on 1080 The Fan.
Ryan Buckley with this SportsCenter update, first on The Fan, just moments away from tip-off for Game 2 in the Western Conference Finals between the Timberwolves and the Thunder in Oklahoma City. The Thunder, 7.5-point favorites. You can see it over on ESPN. Meanwhile, the all-defense teams came out for the National Basketball Association, and Blazers forward Tumani Kamara earned second-team all-defense honors. Meanwhile, over on TNT right now, we have Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Florida Panthers scoring just a minute and 17 seconds into that game. They are up 1-0 midway through the first period. Additionally, the Mariners starting a four-game set in Houston against the rival Houston Astros. They already have a 2-0 lead off of a Dylan Moore home run in the first inning. It's 2-0 in Houston, top of the second inning currently. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. Ryan Buckley, the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Heard or missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
Jump back to earlier parts of your favorite fan shows on the Odyssey app. The only way to rewind Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I enjoy that, dude.
Anthony Newman.
They're doo-doo.
They're doo-doo also.
He's such a sweet guy. That, like, that's about as blue as he works, and so it's kind of cute.
It is cute. It is cute.
They're doo-doo, doo-doo too.
They're doo-doo also.
Good times.
Now to a playoff slump buster. Buck was telling me that the ratings are in for the East Finals Game 1 between the Pacers and the Knicks.
Yeah, because the West was kind of...
Yeah, the West game.
It was down like 20-something percent.
Well, I mean, you know.
It wasn't that good.
T-Wolves were ahead at half.
Yeah, but it was Minnesota and Oklahoma City, and the game was kind of sluggish, and there wasn't, you know, it wasn't a great game. So.
Yeah. Well, Pacers-Knicks was, and they're saying it's the highest rated in like 8 years.
Yeah.
But it's only the highest rated of the East Finals, which, I don't know. Like, that's one hard thing about the NBA playoffs.
Wake me up with an impressive stat.
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit.
Yeah, because the playoffs, we always remember the finals.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever remember, like, who played in the conference championships unless it's, like, unless it's just super outstanding, like the Reggie Miller chokey.
Unless it's your team or unless there's high drama, no, you don't.
Ever.
No. In fact, if I pulled up the Western Conference Finals over the last 10 years, I guarantee there's at least four that you'd be like, that didn't happen.
Well, okay.
You wouldn't believe me.
I'm going to pull it up. Here's one from the East.
Okay.
Who played in the Eastern Conference Finals last year?
Boston and... It was Indiana.
I think the Pacers did, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And the only reason I know that is that Indiana, because we were talking, like, Indiana went back-to-back.
Yeah. Yeah, so they got swept by Boston.
Yeah.
I'd totally forgotten that they were in the finals last year.
And I wouldn't have remembered that other than we were talking about, well, we knew Boston, and we were talking about Indiana.
Western Conference Finals last year.
Okay. So let's think.
I mean,
Mavericks.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. I was like, wait, who?
Who'd they beat?
Who did the Mavericks
T-Wolves?
Beat?
The T-Wolves. That's correct. Year before. See, now, I mean, I'll give you, I mean, this is where it's like, I don't even know. Like,
well, that would have been the Nuggets won.
Nuggets
would have won.
Who'd they beat in the Western Conference Finals?
And the Nuggies would have beat.
Wrong.
What? Wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
I'm just
like the Thunder?
Preemptively calling you wrong. No, it was the Lakers.
Oh, the Lakers were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know
we're
what I mean?
We're proving the point.
Yeah, it's just...
You just... Yeah, that is the definition of point proven.
Well, and in the East Finals, it's been a lot of Heat Celtics lately.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But outside of that,
those are
some pretty good series, if I remember right.
Well, you remember too. I mean, all you need to know is that in recent years, I mean, kind of recent years, the Portland Trailblazers made the Western Conference Finals, for God's sakes.
That's true.
I remember there was the one year like Carmelo Anthony led the Nuggets to the Western Conference Finals.
It almost does feel like the upstart teams, like the upset teams, that's as far as they get.
Yeah.
Like, they never get to the final. No. It's just every once in a while a team can rise up and make the conference finals.
Yeah, you just kind of get one of those weird things. Didn't it? Am I crazy? Or
yeah, Atlanta.
Did Atlanta make a conference finals with Trae Young?
2014-15? You're talking about Trae Young, so 2021, yes.
Yeah, they made the conference finals.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, Atlanta sucks.
Got beat by the Bucks.
But every now and then, like you said, you get hot, you make a run, maybe there's an injury involved, and, you know, and then you're like, oh, is this team on
this is the start of
and
something.
And then you're like, no, it's not the start of anything.
As a matter of fact, it's all downhill from here.
This is the end. Although, like, you know, for a team like Oklahoma City or even Minnesota this year, right? Whoever loses, you would think that's not the end. But for some teams, there's a difference between young teams that you feel are building towards something and when the Nuggets under Carmelo Anthony or those Atlanta Hawks teams. And this is in football too. You know, like and that goes all the way to the Super Bowl. Remember, like, when the Atlanta Falcons make the Super Bowl, dude, you ain't getting back. Hey, Jake Delhomme, enjoy the Super Bowl because you're not coming back.
Yeah.
It was adorable.
Yeah, it's fair. All right. Well, we got Thunder, T-Wolves tonight.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I don't have much faith in Minnie here.
No?
They're going to have to keep it close for me to tune in.
I think Minnesota.
They were leading at the half after game one. They had that horrendous stretch, but.
I think the Timberwolves get this 1-1. I think this will be a long series. One. Oklahoma City hasn't proven that they are that they're consistent. They've been very up and down. They're 2-3 in games decided by 5 points or less. When you drag them into deep water, they have not been great down the stretch. And like you said, in the fourth quarter, it was either right at the end of the third quarter or in the fourth, Minnesota had the lead in that game. And then they went on that weird stretch and they just got blown out. And some of that is Minnesota had open looks. They just didn't take them. And they talked about how they made a mistake going small ball by taking Rudy Gobert out. Anthony Edwards is not, I wouldn't think, is going to have another game like that. So I think Minnesota rallies and they get this one. I think this is going to be a six or seven game series.
All right. Who's winning the whole thing?
Probably Oklahoma City. I mean, look, they were the best team all regular season.
But if it's not Oklahoma City, because they're the favorite.
If
it's not Oklahoma City, who wins it?
I still think New York.
Really?
I think New York's better than Indiana. And, you know, again, for 40 7.5 minutes, they were better than Indiana last night. But we do one game and we freak out. But long series to go. And I just think if it's not Oklahoma City, let me just state for the record real quick too. I hate the effing Florida Panthers.
I do too.
I do too. It is wrong that the Florida Panthers are the best team in hockey for 2 years.
Buckley,
in a row.
Do you hate them?
God bless America. Two.
Let's make it 3-for-3 here.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he hates us too.
The freaking
what
kitties.
Is the freaking Panthers?
But yeah, I'll take the Knickerbockers if it's not going to be Oklahoma City. But I just think, I mean, Oklahoma City plays like 11 guys, and they can just suffocate you. And defense travels, so
I don't know that I'd be so confident in Oklahoma City if the other three teams weren't Indiana, Minnesota, and New York.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
There's not a team in there that's got like of a bunch of like KG championship experience. No. And
what would you pay right now for the Thunder to win it all? In other words, you're going to bet them. Like what is the most you'll pay? Because you know they're minus money,
yeah,
right?
They're minus money.
They're already minus money. But yeah. What would you like? How confident are you?
Maybe 150, 200.
It's 208. Minus yeah, 208.
You're right at the press. I would wait and see like if Minnesota wins tonight.
There you go.
And then maybe that drops back down. Then maybe grab them.
Yeah. Or God forbid they fall down 2-1.
Yeah. And then maybe you know. And then you jump on them. But I feel all right.
They're the better team.
I think Oklahoma City is the. I mean, they have the number one point differential, and some of that is just that they just blow teams out because they don't take their foot off the gas, but. I mean, every other team has these moments where you look at them and you're like, man, should they really be here? And you can't say that about Oklahoma City. Their only thing about Oklahoma City is the youth. You know, are they just too young?
But they have the MVP. Yeah. It's just, I don't think anybody's beating them.
And I love the diff.
And then in the hockey, you know, whatever. It's going to be Oilers and Panthers again. And I hate that.
The oil had a big time leak last night.
They pulled the Indiana. Or
they were up
Indiana.
3-1 going into third 3-1, period. They gave up
five straight goals.
But they're going to win, right?
I certainly hope so.
Maybe.
I think it's the Florida Panthers, unfortunately.
Again?
Yeah, again. They're a wagon. They're really good, and it pisses me off.
So they're already up 3-0 in the first.
3-0 in the first. They go up 2-0 in this series, as they're going to.
Yeah, they're on the road.
They're not coming back.
So, Carolina.
And
Florida, how do they even have a team in Carolina?
They stole them from Hartford.
Give them back.
You threw the Whalers?
They should be the Whale. And if they were the Whalers, I'd like them. But Carolina, you don't deserve
it. Hey, what happened to my Jets? While I went away, all of a sudden, the Jets, I come back from vacation, my Jets aren't in the playoffs anymore.
Their goaltender, who was considered by many to be the best in the league, gave up about 5 goals a game on the road.
Yep.
Loser. Send him to Hartford.
I mean, we can't talk about it because no one cares, but...
I care.
I will briefly say this. There is not, in all of sport right now, there is not a better player that has a worse, what would you say, fall off in the postseason than their goalie.
Than my Jets?
Yes.
What's his name?
Connor Hellebuck.
He is the best goalie in the world. And they best record, like he is dominant in the regular season. And
he's Clayton Kershaw.
Yes, he is. That's right. He is Clayton Kershaw. He is the Clayton Kershaw of hockey. And it is just, but unlike Clayton Kershaw that only screws you over once every 5 games, he screws you over every other game.
Well, we got a referee spitting out blood in the basketball game.
Oh,
nice.
We had one of those in hockey. The guy almost lost his eye.
Hellebuck's too old. Is that his name? Hellebuck?
Hellebuck, yeah.
Hellebuck. He's 32, man. What do you expect from an old man like that in the net?
I would expect him to be somewhat close to the best goalie in hockey, which he is in the regular season.
What do you think of my hot hockey takes there?
I like it.
Hey, let's get to a real sport. Golf.
Finally. I've been waiting this whole time.
Well, listen, dude, I can't just miss a major and then come back and not talk about it.
I've been waiting.
I have a number.
Green jacket, who gives a shit?
I have a Scottie Scheffler number that I think is interesting.
Would you please?
Scottie Scheffler.
Thank you.
It's an interesting number. And I'll tell you about it.
All right, let's go.
Coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A little rock set on your Thursday afternoon commute.
Joyride.
You're welcome. Sweet. Well, this is the look, but yes.
Super group.
Joyride was another one of their hits. So I was,
I think one of them is dead.
Oh, yeah?
I think the gal's dead.
Really?
I think we may have talked about that, although I'm probably burying her, but I don't want to interrupt Scotty Scheffler time. I think one of them is dead.
Yeah.
A jam.
You know, it really is. Marie Fredrickson, yes, she is very dead. She died in 2019. Cancer got her.
Dead.
No, the Scotty Scheffler stat I wanted to throw at you, or number I wanted to throw at you, is I was listening to the No Laying Up podcast, mm-hmm. and those guys are good. If you're a golf fan, you've probably heard them, and they were doing a pretty good job of breaking down Scotty Scheffler after his win at the PGA Championship. And you know, Scotty's got some stuff, and we do this about every major winner, mm-hmm. Where we, like, they win a major and they're like, well, how many is he gonna win, you know?
Sure.
But Scotty's a little different, dude. He is an assassin, mm-hmm. and he has now won his third major. He is 28 years old, and so one of the guys on that pod talked to a guy at a sportsbook and had them put out a number on the over-under for Scotty Scheffler's career major wins.
Okay.
And I found that number to be quite fascinating. What do you think it is?
Well, the fact that you're saying it's fascinating, and I did see this fun little number, only three players in the history of golf, including Jared.
Gaff.
Before the age of 29, so 28 or
golf,
under,
golf.
Have won 15 tournaments and mm-hmm. three majors.
Right.
One of those would obviously now be Scotty Scheffler, who's won 15 times, three majors.
Tiger.
The other two would be Tiger and Jack.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that they're going to put this number high. I'm going to say 7.5.
They put it at 9.5.
I will take the under all day, every day.
And why I thought that was fascinating was I thought that was awful high.
That is very, I thought,
because
when I said 7.5, I was like,
yeah,
I was going
7.5 is high.
Yes.
Because the list of golfers who have won the most majors, there's only 6 guys that have won more than 7 ever.
Yeah. It's such a small
number. And that's Tom Watson, Gary Player, Ben Hogan, Walter Hagen, Tiger Woods, and Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
So they think the world of Scotty Scheffler. In other words, if he hits the over there, That will be the fourth most majors of all time.
Yeah. What is the juice on this? Because I
they didn't say that.
I was
they
gonna
just
say, I will take the under. So very
well,
yeah. Because
well, one, he's 28. He's not that young.
No.
And two, injuries. Mm-hmm. You know. I mean,
well, it's not just injuries. I've always felt like what happens in golf too is, I just think guys. I think it's hard to stay motivated.
Guys are more like shooting stars, where they're like they're awesome and brilliant for maybe two majors worth and a bunch of other wins.
Well, look at Spieth.
Spieth, the one I'm thinking of, because Spieth has
three.
The other one that I was thinking was Brooks Koepka.
Yeah,
he's got five.
Yeah,
and
that's crazy.
And now
he's like off the reservation.
Exactly. I mean, it appears he's washed and
well, but I think the motivation thing that's Koepka.
Yeah. You know, it's like, because he always said, I only want to play for majors. And so then you kind of fall out of it. You have more money than you know what to do with, especially some of these live guys now. And I mean, I remember once we had Lee Trevino on and he was talking about this and he said, dude, he goes, today's players just don't, they're just not that competitive. Because he said, back in the day, we had to win every week and we were assassins. And he goes, because we had to. And he even admitted, he goes, if I grew up in today's game, I'm probably not the same player. You win 3-4 majors and you've got $50 million in the bank, or God forbid you went out and played at LIV and you have $200 million in the bank, and all of a sudden your back starts to ache a little bit. You get some kids. Yeah. You already got a private plane. You don't even have to. You don't even have to be great. Ricky Fowler has never won jack s, and that dude.
We won the Players.
Well, whatever. And that guy's got a life that. You know, he's got a smoking hot wife. His house is ridiculous down in Florida on the water. And you know, what's the motivation that guy has to truly be great?
I think the difference is, I mean, most people probably wired more like Ricky Fowler and maybe Rory. I do think Scotty has a little something wiring wise that is a little bit more Tiger-esque. Like, I think he is one of these insanely competitive people that hates to lose, you know, like we always talk about the Kobe effect or whatever. Sure. I think he has that. It's just hard to see it because, well, one, he's a boring golfer in khakis.
Yeah.
And two, he's just pretty reserved. He doesn't really show it outwardly, but I think he's got that. So I think he's one of those guys that anytime he's playing, he wants to rip your throat out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he's going to win 10 majors, dude. That I just thought that number was shockingly high.
Yes.
So I too would bet the under, but he's...
And I get he's a little different, but I would like to point out if we go back 10, 12 plus years from, I mean, even if you want to go back even further than that, from David Duval to Sergio to Dustin Johnson to Koepka, who lived up to it for a while, you know, how many, you know, Rory even, and Rory is an all-timer, and Rory's got five.
Well, look at Phil. Phil has six.
Six.
I mean, and that's arguably the second best golfer of
his generation
in the last 30 years.
So I wasn't even talking about that because he just was established, but how many guys have we heard are the next thing? And they're the next thing. Spieth may be the best example of it. JT has two, right?
Does JT have two? I think he won. Yeah, he has.
Does he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's another one that, you know, and they were in a short period of time. And so they're like, oh, they're next. And then Buck said it best. I think golfers now are shooting stars. They are not, they're not planets. They're not even moons.
They're almost like those starting pitchers that come out and absolutely dominate, but they only do for 3 or 4 seasons before their arm flames out and before people start knocking them around.
I would say about Scotty, I agree with you.
I don't think he's that.
He's different. He is. Well, really, if you think about it, the only thing that's derailed him was that hand injury.
Yeah.
I mean, he won 8 tournaments last year.
Yep.
And he comes back this year, he hurts his hand, that sets him back, and he's talked about how much that, you know, that really screwed up his whole routine and everything. It took him a while to get back, but now that he's back, he's winning everything, and he's winning by 5. I mean, he won that major by 5 shots. He won the tournament before by 8 shots. Like, he is better than all of those guys.
Yeah.
That said, To even predict a guy could, because I mean, think about Phil's career.
He had that big old gap.
Yeah, like even Phil. Think about how good Phil Mickelson is or was, and that dude couldn't. Like the whole thing, the whole conversation around him was, can he ever win another major?
Yeah,
And he's, you know, he got one when he was old.
Took him a long time.
He couldn't get over the hump for the longest time. So I don't know. It's interesting. I just found that to be a really fascinating number about Scotty. Yeah. They think really highly of him and his future success.
But we said the exact same thing about Rory, and that Rory was a prodigy, and he's got five,
I think he might get to eight.
And Rory truly is a special player, but
maybe seven.
Look how long. I mean, it was a 10-year gap?
At least 10.
You know, and
yeah,
and even that one was kind of a. That was a white knuckler right there, to get the career slam.
Speaking of no laying up, I saw this tweet from them about Scotty. Just to put what he's doing in comparison to what Tiger did, Scotty would have to win 56 of his next 110 starts to catch Tiger's win rate in his first 250.
Wow.
Yeah.
50. So he'd win half the tournaments.
He'd win half of his next 110 tournaments.
And you can say what you will, because Tiger says, hey, I didn't get to 18, I'm not Jack, but... Anyone with an objective eyeball, the greatest golfer of all time was Tiger Woods. The only thing that stopped it was he fell apart.
He had it all.
But, you know, when you start looking at Tiger's, like, the number of cuts made and the wins and all, it just, he was a, the worst thing to happen to any of these guys is they played in the shadow of Tiger Woods. Same thing, like, in the NBA, and, you know, you're playing in the shadow of Michael or, you know, whoever you come along. It just so happens that you came along and, think about how great Phil is and what we would think of Phil if he didn't have... If Tiger Woods, you erase him from existence...
Yeah, Phil would be the best golfer of that time.
And maybe Phil has one or two extra, and now Phil has eight, and we talk about...
Well, he finished second a lot. He may have 10.
You know, and so, you know, now we talk about him in a different way, but as great as Phil is, we're always like, yeah, Phil was okay, but did you see that Tiger Woods guy? And so sometimes you just come along and
Tiger.
I don't know if there'll be another, you know, eventually maybe there will, but certainly is the best I've ever seen. In fact, in my lifetime, if you were to say who are the best, the most dominant figures, I Bonds, Jordan, and probably Tiger in my, you know, Gretzky, but I was so young, but that's, I mean, it's a rarefied
look. If only he'd won a cup.
No kidding. What a loser. Yeah. All right. Coming up next. What jobs or professions create the most disgruntled employees? I think I have the answer to this.
Radio.
And, well, radio's not a...
AM radio host.
It's pretty high on the list, actually, but no. I found this out on my road trip, so we'll get to that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. We'll be right back.